They're not out to do you bad. They're not out to do you good. They are doing their job. Well, it certainly is pretty rotten to control all of the gasoline and not let me have it for my car. Oh, you can have it for your car if you pay enough. Everybody listening? You are talking about the committee of Satan. The committee who controls the living human physical experience. Things. And in that, he controls you, and he'd sure like to be able to control your soul. Well, how do we do that? We make you forget you've even got one. And if you don't forget, we will train up your children. We'll bargain with them. We'll get them. And then we'll just wipe it out. Then there aren't choices to make. You go by what the commander says. The commander says. The commander says. Well, don't you, big boy, have the capability of doing the same thing? Yes, I do. But what would that prove? That I am no better than the worst expressing in your reality called consciousness. You don't get ordered into heaven. You rise above the pressures, accept the responsibility. This is my soul, damn it, and you will not get it. But I have the choice. And I want to tell you something. Once you've made that commitment to God, the argument stops. I did not say the journey or the task stops. The argument stops. They do not try to get Dorma's soul or change her mind. Notice, they try to change your mind about her position. And you don't even have to listen to her, because I am now feeding it right out of Ron Jackson's mouth. I told him he knows me well. He didn't believe me. He's beginning to believe me now, isn't he, Rick? Where does he get all his information? Well, thousands of you now have written him, hundreds, asking him many questions, and oh my goodness, you're thrilled to death. That's exactly what Commander said. Yeah, because I said it again. Well, this isn't what I expected. I expected to be able to go to battle with my golden sword and my wings. No. You ought to do it the hard way, like everybody else on that place. The way the physical human does it. Then when we're done, and if you allow it to come to the blowing away of your planet, then it's over anyway. You will be able to physically cope maybe with having it blown all away if you stay. I do not come or get sent to pick up everybody on that planet. If it's anybody's job, that's Ashtar's command. I don't have to get anybody. Ashtar is committed so that if you literally pulverize the planet by some of these technological means, he's got to pick up everybody with soul essence. With conscious soul essence. Because that is one thing that is not allowed by Creator, and that is destruction of soul energy. You can blow it to smithereens, and it can take a long time to reassemble the DNA structure of you. And it can be killed, never to flourish again. And it can be uncreated. That was a bad idea I had, therefore it's no more. That requires Creator. And if you don't know me, it doesn't matter. And if I say, in my higher capacity, I can create and I can uncreate, you do not have to believe me. I have tried for 7 years. I've tried for infinity, seems, to gently bring you to where you can say, okay, hey man, I think maybe I'm beginning to get it. But they're always the ones who will say, that did it. I know that's a lie. The minute he said, I can create and I can uncreate, did it. I can create and I can uncreate. That does not say that Doris Ecker can create and uncreate. On the other hand, you better know it. When we all are together in the perfection, we all can create and uncreate. And if you say your brother cannot, you lie and show your ignorance of the entire plan of God. Well, now you're sounding just like one of those preachers. Well, I want to meet that preacher. And there are a few. But he won't want to meet me. Because I'm one of those evil ones somehow. I mean, you know, somebody said. They said it even on television. Satan's army will come. And we must fight against these ones coming from the sky. How is God going to get through to you? He'll figure a way, you answer. He sure has, and boy, it's sure hard on me. And it's sure hard on you. You don't even claim anything that's hard on you. They just want you to go up and wait on a mountaintop for a ship to show up. I can't even bring a ship to show it to you. You think there'd be any less camera work going on if I parked over here than there is at that courthouse? Because you see, if I park over there on the little hillock, there ain't nothing your military or your government can do about it. So there's not going to be any encapsulating that little ship. Oh, but sir, you would not touch them, wouldn't I? Whatever gave you the idea that I will allow the enemy to destroy God's creation when they try to destroy me? They will fall to the right and they will fall to the left. And you can be standing in the field and one will be taken and one will be left. That does not mean rapture. And if you belong to God, I've got you wired. And you can be sitting on your potty, and I will get you. So maybe you better read somewhere else. And that is your security. Those are my orders from the one I represent. Does that mean I am just going to vaporize all of the enemies out there just because they're your enemy? No, they're not my enemy. This is part of the game. You think Jason Brent is your enemy? No, he thinks Eggers are his enemy. His enemy. He's so ticked off at them. They have cost him the election and everything, and I have terrible news for the whole bunch of you. Eggers went over and registered, and they have not voted in 15, 20 years. Dorma's a little bit like the attorneys. Oh, I just, you know, had this battle in court today. Let's go have a drink, brother. Let's sit here and talk. Jason, we're here to the same courtroom. What's wrong with a little visit? I know that you're going to bring the sheriffs against me. Why should that upset me? Ordinarily, it wouldn't. Dorma laughs because it says she was seen walking on that lot. Dorma has not walked on either lot in 7 years. She walks downstairs to the basement. She certainly did not put any of that wood out there that you guys dumped. And if you think she's going to go split it, she has a lot of writing to do that day. I can guarantee she's going to tell you, I have to write. And yet, what happens? We allow. We allow them to do this. And so they keep doing it. If as many letters poured in as has poured in to the state of Nevada on this little case over here in Mojave, I want to tell you the sheriffs would be out of their mind instead of writing more and more and more and more denials so they don't have to pay any lawyer's fees. Perfectly beautiful set of interrogatory questions. Mr. Tips did a magnificent job. They didn't answer one. They just said, we're not going to answer. Nanny, 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 what are you going to do about it? 2 pages, and they were all through. The sheriff considers this private. You know, national security, undoubtedly. The same thing happened with US&P. Many of you sat right there while this nice young judge said, all right, I'm going to grant some discovery to these people. They haven't had any. And they're in pro per, and I have to explain something to them. So I will cut off the discovery date on such and such a time. That means that you must have your things done so you can get them in by, you know, June 20th. So that's done. So what does US&P do? They go ahead and even set up a deposition so that these two, without attorneys, can come in and take the deposition of Timothy Bunder. He's going to come out here to do that. He has to. But he won't come to Bakersfield. They have to go to Fresno. Well, we'll just take your depositions too then. Fine. So they string it out over 2 or 3 days, having to go to Fresno without attorney. But they have their questions in, and they're good questions. and I don't answer any of them. They were limited to 10 questions, everybody. So they got 10 questions. Very reasonable questions. These Eckers are accused of taking millions of dollars, interfering unlawfully in competition. Now, these people have a university. They do seminars. They have classes. They have... You can go stay there a week or two and get infected. You can, you know, all these things. They sell books and home study courses. The Eckers don't sell a damn thing. But this is unfair competition. Two old people who had hoped to make it to 65 just to get Social Security so they could get their full Social Security have been without health insurance for some 12 years. This is competition for an institute run and operated by MJ6 of British Intelligence and the Brookings Institute? I think not. So they don't answer any of the questions. They send back 28 questions for Mr. Ecker and 28 more for Mrs. Ecker. And they get away with it. They get away with it. So what is there in this commander's message? What maybe did Germain let you in on that was so important that they banished the books? What is so lying about material that will be stopped at the border of Canada now? What causes the ADL to burn the books? What could it be? What could it be? There is more attention paid to the fact that probably some children set the statue on fire. I can tell you exactly what happened, and I don't even have to know the details. It was a powwow weekend. Everybody was around. Movie house up the street. They built a statue, this lady. I honor her. It was beautiful. And what has happened to it is terrible. But it did not happen like it is being told. Somebody came by there and thought, I'll flick my beak and I'll smudge the chin or the lap or the whatever. Maybe there was a piece of paper lying in the lap. That is not a marble statue, no matter what it looks like. It is made of resin and it is encasing mannequins. In your own paper, it said the paint was not even dry. When they set it out there, she ran out of time. Does that lessen the value of the statue in point? No. But if a child of 12 or 14 flicked his beak and set a piece of paper laying on the lap of the statue, it would ignite like a bomb. And any chemist, well, any paint dealer would know it. So by the time the cops got there, the flames were licking the ceiling or the roof of the building itself. That's how fast it went up. And they said they had just driven by. Does that make it right? No. But it makes it different, doesn't it? And if this continues in this town, I would send out a suggestion to whoever did that. I would charge them with putting a dangerous statue on that street. That is the mentality by which your world works this day. That could have set those children afire. The children need the discipline at home, and they would not have done it. On the other hand, 9/10 of everybody who went by, including Dorma, said, "Oh my God, they have black spray painted that statue." And some man says, "That kid should be caned." And some other one with a cane said, "Oh, here." Not a bad idea. But it is not like it is being presented. Now, go and say, "Oh, well, Commander even advocates burning up the statues." No, I don't. I advocate parents taking responsibility for their children and requiring the children take responsibility for their actions. And then find out the facts. It is not enough to take a bouquet of flowers down there and lay it at the feet of this statue as people are doing. Clean up the statue. Make sure everybody understands around town that it is made out of resin. And once dry, it would not have burned anyway. On the other hand, if you take a wooden building that you have just put fire enhancers on and set it afire, what do you expect? Keep it where it's truthful. It is shameful. It is shameful that the children allow this to be okay. But I can guarantee you, I know what happened, and it was not intentional to burn that statue up. Maybe that's the only advantage I have. And there's some child, some youngster, who didn't have the vaguest idea what he was doing, show off with his peers. I'll just, you know. Marble, nothing will happen. Big deal, cool me. It's right up the street from the pool hall. You were all children, especially you macho men. All of you kids never did a thing wrong, you know. Never did a foolish thing. And yet I will guarantee you this one incident, it may be a good lesson, but it will be painful till the day the child dies. And it doesn't have to be. You think this town is going to be forgiving with ones like Jason Brent, who will have the sheriff's department arrest from a meeting two old people for being on the lot next to their house? You think the children have a prayer of truth? Would you want to be the parent of one of these awful little demons? Oh my. These are distractors. Yes, in Tehachapi, you've got distractors, haven't you? Hard to stay focused on God and nation. Because God doesn't allow you just to sit and wait, does he? And he's really ticked off if you take it into your own hands and blow your brains out. "Well, I'm going to just speed this along, God, because I really like you." You bought the package. God creates a place for man to experience, to do exactly what you're doing. That's learn. And then, as the times for graduation evolve, teachers come back, wardens for the prison, away off the island. And at some point, you think, I can do it. I almost did it before. I know this time I can do it. And you get in it and you say, oh, God, I really did forget. But you also should know it's okay. It's okay. It's not your problem. You do the best you can in your job. And you have to be damn careful that you do not pull somebody else away. And that's why I say to you over and over and over again, test me. Try me. Try me against whatever else you want to try me against. And Norma says, okay, let's have the gold. My own speaker just said that to me. I should do it to her. It's coming, damn it. What's the matter with you? Do you want really what would come with it today? What would you do with 1.4 million tons of gold dumped in your driveway? I feel like doing it. I hear you, Michael. I'd figure something. You've been trying to figure something, so why isn't it out here? Because it's unusable. And if you think they can take your constitution without you looking, don't you think they're smart enough to keep you from getting what you think you want? And don't you think that they can make it miserable enough that if we just make it past Wednesday, they're going to turn that old bugger off as a phony? I wouldn't give God too many limitations if I were you. Because you give away your own insecurity. And you ones put these ones who speak for me in a very bad position. What you are really saying is, I don't believe him. And that's Rick, Michael, Dorma, EJ. EJ's better about it. He says, it'll be here when it's right. Dorma says, but I feel like they're all saying you are Frost. Well, that doesn't mean, sweetheart, you have to make me a Frost. On the other hand, you don't come into this room to listen to Doris. Supposedly you come into this room to hear the truth as the troops. And I know it sounds really good. Let's just go on over to Tehachapi. And eventually maybe it'll open up and all of these things. Well, it's hard. You not only don't have any money, you got to work. It's hard. I expected some communal something. You mean hoe the weeds out of the field? What do you mean I've got to go and cut wood? Doesn't it just appear in my fireplace? I'm sure God could make wood and fire in my fireplace in the winter. No, I'd be more apt to put it there in the summer. Your enemy gives you the fire in the fireplace in the winter. Burns your soul all around the edge. While he says, oh, just sit back and let somebody else do it. I'm sure there's some creative thought, or you wouldn't be here, and you wouldn't certainly still be here if you weren't. And we better wait, or we better this, or we better that. I think that you ones had better figure a way to get John Schreffer home. I told you this before Thanksgiving last year. Get him out. Don't ask me how. I think we can find the address. It takes about a minute and a half. And if you get creative about that, I don't think it's too hard to have somebody located. But they will. Who will? Eleanor's going to come after you with the wheelchair. No, but Rod will. What are you talking about? There was attempted murder involved here. There was false incarceration involved here. They're going to come after you. They are trying to keep him away from you so that he cannot testify against them. And he is in living hell. What have you done? Why don't you get me out? And that is not to Hatan, that is to you. And I'm not going to give my enemies the benefit of knowing one single solitary bit more information from this chair. Get him out. God is measuring. If we cannot get John Schreffer out of there, you do not stand a prayer of an ice cube in hell of reclaiming your nation. Because you let them do this to you. You take no stand, you get no support. Get him out. And let's interrupt this and have some cake. Sugar overload. And then if we still want some more, I won't badger you. We will move on and I think maybe share with you some of the Monarch training program. You've got to hear that too. And I've badgered your soul enough. Salut.
Salut.